Also for like my personal goals, right? I'm stuck between being a builder versus being a product leader, and I think I want to be a knowledgeable product leader. Like I still want to build things. I want to be an individual contributor and I want to build things and make those strategic decisions, and I want to advance in my career. And I feel like because I'm not currently involved in that, or like that role doesn't give me that, I have to seek it out myself. And I've been following their AI Collective like newsletter, but I find that it's more geared to news. Just like every like, and there's like a bunch of such news and update newsletters, right? And it would be super helpful also to go into like individual products, benefits, future, like hypothesize about how these are some of my ideas, like hypothesize how these kind of products can be used, or what their long-term strategy will be, get community engagement, run polls, and how users are feeling, and write, like, analyze that data to write articles, grapple with more philosophical questions around artificial super intelligence, what customers a really good newsletter that I like is by Hank Green, where of course they share like things that are happening around the world that they it's called We Are Here. The newsletter by Hank and Joe Green is called We Are Here, and they talk about things that have been on top of their mind from the past week. They share resources to things that they like, and of course these can be AI specific articles that we found helpful, or like brief summaries of it. Along with that, they sometimes put in like a cool graph and explain that visual. So it's essentially, it's just like a knowledge sharing kind of newsletter, but it's more fun and interactive. And like, of course I want to read news, but if I'm trying to build a community, I want it to be more personal. I want it to be more niche, and I want to get information that I would not have access to all the time on my own. And it comes from deep research within the internet. And they also have a format where they ask their readers a question, and then they share the results the next time, and that's a great results, or like things that stood out the next time, and that's a great way to have community engagement. And that's something I would love to do. That's how I would love to contribute to the newsletter too.